From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. By November 1st, the new owner of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce building expects to open his business there. Paul Brunet of technology consultancy Great White North says he's paying significantly more than the $639,000 list price, but he's happy to finally be owning his own building. Renovations are coming, but not to the exterior and the Raven mural. Brunet says it adds character, and if anything, he'll add to it.
Potentially some northern lights or polar bear, something like that. The color palette is fitting for that. There's a lot of blues and purples and greens right now, so I may expand on that.
Our complete interview with Paul Brunet deals with the history of his business and much more. You can hear it on MyTimmonsNow.com. You might want to hold off on filling your gas tank until tomorrow. The price of a liter across much of Ontario is set to drop by as much as 13 cents to an average of $1.96.9. President of Canadians for Affordable Energy, Dan McTigg, says unease in global markets over a potential recession is behind the drop. He says that's as good as it'll get over the summer, and that's bad news for drivers.
They are 80 to 90 cents higher than they were this time last year. You can understand that most of us don't have the budget and the nimbleness in order to respond.
Earlier this week, the average gas price across Canada surpassed the $2 a liter mark for the first time ever. To combat insufferably long lines at Canada's airports, the Conservatives are pushing the federal government to revert to pre-pandemic travel rules. The Tories say even though airports are operating at reduced capacity, COVID-19 vaccine mandate screening and random testing are causing the long lines at security, and planes full of passengers are left to sit on the tarmac for hours before disembarking. Last week, Federal Transportation Minister Omar Al-Ghabra said the extended wait times are due in part to travelers getting reaccustomed to the rules at security. He vowed that Ottawa will beef up staffing to combat the backlogs. Well, no one really knows what time it is when they look at the Millennium Clock at Hollinger Park. It's not working, and Councillor Corey Robbins says the Parks Department tells him the internal gears might be stripped. So he's looking into whether the gears or the entire clock itself needs to be replaced.
It's good to have pride in our community in noticing things like this so that we can bring it to the proper attention to those who can do something about it.
The clock and the tower that holds it were erected for the millennium in 2000 as a joint project of the local Rotary and Richelieu clubs. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.